The circus is returning to town. 15 years after Philadelphia hosted the Republican National Convention in 2000, the city's gotten the nod to host the Democratic presidential nominating convention next year. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies notes that city officials are celebrating, but will soon have plenty of work to do to stage that mammoth event.
Mayor Michael Nutter welcomed more reporters than he's seen in a while to City Hall to witness a conference call with Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Chairwoman Wasserman Schultz, thank you so, so very much. Thank you for the great call this morning and our conversation. That is one hell of a way to start a morning.
The city's been working with a privately funded host committee for more than a year to prepare a detailed proposal for the Democrats. It covers everything from where delegates will stay, to how they'll get to the arena and other venues, to how the city will construct a media center adjacent to the arena for hundreds of visiting reporters. It came down to a competition among Philadelphia, Brooklyn, and Columbus, Ohio. A New York Post reporter asked if Brooklyn's bid was undermined by political scandals or police controversies. Wasserman Schultz said nope. For the DNC, it was mostly a business decision.
Our first priority was to ensure that a city could transport and house attendees seamlessly, make sure that our delegates would have the best possible experience, execute a convention that's safe and secure, and make sure that the city has the resources to put on what is a very unique, large-scale event.
Notice she referred to a city having the needed resources. That requirement is very real and very specific. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, who co-chairs the host effort, says the city's promised to raise $85 million for convention expenses, and the DNC asked to see some money in an escrow account.
We put nearly $5 million in money into that bank account. We also had about $12 million in pledges, so that $17 million was a very good start.
That will leave tens of millions of dollars to be raised, mostly from private sources. Mayor Nutter has said no city dollars will be contributed. There's been a buzz in the business and civic community about donor fatigue. Many of those who might contribute to the DNC are already being asked to fund the World Meeting of Families, which will host Pope Francis in the city in September. Independence Blue Cross CEO Daniel Hilferty is deeply involved in both fundraising efforts and says business leaders appreciate the value of these mega events to the city and region.
And there are some that have made decisions. We really want to be involved in the World Meeting of Families. We want to support Pope Francis coming. And others have held back. And they'll say, this is for me, the Democratic National Convention. So we feel confident that yes, you have to work at it to raise the money. But the business community, the civic community, will come through.
Why go to all this effort in the first place? It's not so much about politics as tourism, economic impact, and self-promotion. Thousands of influential people will spend time and money in the city and hopefully speak well of it when they go home. And Mayor Nutter says it will bring good PR the city just couldn't buy.
People have to understand that every national journalist will be in Philadelphia for probably 5 or 6 days. Virtually every country will send journalists to Philadelphia to report on this convention. They will shop here, they will dine here, they will sleep here, they will do other things, they'll dance, they'll do whatever it is they do. Try not to go down that path.
City boosters were thrilled when Philadelphia got the Republican convention in 2000. Merrill Levitz, head of the tourism group Visit Philly, was an active participant in that effort, and she says the city has so much more to offer now, including new hotels, sports facilities, and an expanded convention center.
We have sidewalk cafes on the street. We have a booming restaurant scene. We have cleaned up parks and gardens and a historic district and two reclaimed waterfronts, and that's just for starters.
Rendell notes that while the Democratic delegates might not have as deep pockets as the Republican delegates did, there will be more of them coming in 2016. Dave Davies, WHYY News.